All of his adult life, celebrity chef and award-winning television personality Ming Tsai has been teaching people how to cook. The current host of Simply Ming on PBS, which Cincinnati watches on WCET, now can actually join you in your kitchen while you're preparing recipes from his brand new cookbook, Simply Ming in Your Kitchen, 80 recipes to watch, learn, cook, and enjoy. And it is a great pleasure for me to welcome you today to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Rob. Psyched to be here.
Oh, good. This is described as an interactive cookbook because each recipe is accompanied by a video of you preparing the dish. And that is connected through a QR code, which if you don't know what that is by name, it's those little white
black
blocks that you're seeing adjacent to all sorts of things now. But how did this book come about?
There's two things. There are a lot of cookbooks, right? So many cookbooks. And so the market is packed. And nowadays, there's a full convergence of technology. Your iPad, your tablet, your laptop, your TV. You're watching TV on your iPad. You're using your TV for your laptop. So everything is coming across. All these mediums are fantastic ways to teach. My whole goal as a chef, this is my fifth book, and I've done TV for 15 years, is to teach people how to cook. We really wanted to have a breakout idea for a cookbook that really brought in technology, because you can't ignore it. The web, the YouTube, they're here for good. And video is by far the best way to teach. And I use this example all the time. There's a sushi party platter recipe in this new book. I don't care how smart you are. To articulate in words how to roll sushi is almost impossible. And with photos, you have to do like a series of 20 photos. I mean, it's still not that accurate. But a video, when you see me tuck my fingers in and the rice is there, then you lift it up, then you roll with your thumbs, a video is so crystal clear. And so with that in mind, and the fact that I own my own studio outside of Boston, and the fact that I love doing TV and doing video, made sense to combine a good cookbook, because thank God, people still want to have the romance and the tactileness of a book, right? It's in your hand, you can touch, you can get it dirty, you can dog ear it, but the book can only go so far. So by coupling it with the access to videos, and we did something we think very smart, we didn't actually offer for free. Originally, like, buy the book, you get 80 free videos. If we did that, we made it. I think it was a critical mistake, because then you couldn't charge the next time. Once you offer for free, like frequent flyer miles, you can't take them away. So we said, we'll compromise. We're going to give you two videos of each chapter, the first two recipes free, to entice you, to get you hooked. So then if you want to make a third thing in the party platters chapter, so now you get a full 12-minute video on how to make that dish. And then once you see it, you're like, oh, my God, I can actually do that. And by the way, you can buy all 64 videos, because there's 80 all day, but 16 are free. You can buy 64 at one whack, which I think is a bargain.
Yeah. And it is through that QR code. So you
Let me explain. Yeah, the QR code is on every recipe. So on a smartphone, so it's an iPhone, a BlackBerry, Android, you download the free app. There's a lot of apps that read QR codes. So you scan it. The first time, you have to sign up through Ziplist, and it walks you through it. Ziplist is what's also on my shows now. If you type in the 7-digit number watching a show, that shopping list of that show you're watching comes to your phone immediately. So it's the same idea. You use a QR code, and the shopping list is downloaded to your phone. But if you have a smartphone, you can go on Ming.com. You can totally see the video on your iPhone as well. But if you happen to not have a QR code reader or a smartphone, you can go just through online on any laptop or any computer and also get the shopping list. And just as importantly, you can get the video.
Yeah, I love the fact that you've got the shopping list there.
Because it makes it convenient.
It does. Super convenient. And like you said, everybody takes their phone to the store. So
right. I mean, how many people really have a cookbook when they go shopping? It's not that convenient.
How do you think the videos help with the teaching process? One thing you mentioned is that it is in real time.
For example, there are some braised dishes that take 2 hours to cook. However, every recipe takes 30 minutes of you actually cooking. So you sear the meat, you set it aside, you add the aromatics, add the meat back, add the liquid, you taste it, you let it go. So you don't have to stand in the kitchen for 3 hours, right? But 30 minutes in the kitchen. A video shows, when I say color a scallop or sear the meat till it's brown, if you see in real time, okay, that actually took 30 seconds before you start stirring, or that scallop was 3 minutes before he flipped it over. And when I say GB&D, golden brown and delicious, you actually know exactly how brown that is for me. And when you add oil to a hot pan, especially for seafood, you can see the oil dancing in the pan. That is, the oil's hot. That's what you need. So the visual of the video is everything. And like I said, like when you're making dumplings or shumai, that technique, impossible to articulate in words. So by showing someone, once they see it, they're like, wow, actually, that's not so hard. I mean, the sushi rolling party, It's a fun way to entertain. It's great for the kids because there's actually cooked chicken fingers as well. It's not just raw seafood. So everyone can get involved. And even if you don't roll perfect sushi and it's perfectly centered, it's still going to taste as good. So that you can't lose.
It takes a lot of the intimidation out of especially something like sushi because you feel like you need to have some very specific training for that.
Right.
But, hey.
You really don't.
You don't. Dive in there and try.
Still come to the restaurants, please, guys. Don't not come to our restaurants. Chefs, we need your customers.
Let's talk a little bit how you have the recipes organized. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. You have so much packed into this. But explain to folks, you mentioned platters.
Yeah,
which is
it's really, the thing I love about cooking is you can entertain, right? You can feed family, and it's very utilitarian to feed during the week. But it's also, I think, when you have a dinner party or a party, it's a great way to entertain. So we start the book with what we're calling party platters. These are hors d'oeuvres, right? It's even like a parsnip soup in an espresso cup. You have these little types of dim sum, vegetarian spring rolls, chicken satay. So things that, again, the idea when you do entertain is everything's prepped in advance. So all you have to do is cook it. If you have to roll spring rolls and all that stuff before when people are there, you're just a slave then. You're not enjoying your party and everyone starts feeling bad. What can I do? How can I help, right? No, but they can just be there because the party's always at them in the kitchen anyway. Have them there and they can just by cooking and then you can serve it on platters. It's so much harder to plate everything individually. Put them on a platter, pass them around. Now, we end with, which actually you do start the evening with, the first time in all my books I've not done a cocktail chapter. And I'm so excited about that because Blue Ginger's had amazing cocktails since day one, 14 years, and I've had a lot of requests for the recipes we do there. And there's nothing that says party and fun than someone, that sound of a cocktail being shaken, you know there's something special coming. And look, you can open up a beer, boom, here you go. That's fun. But there's a ceremony and a love when you're making a cocktail. And it's really not that hard. Again, like cooking, as long as you have your mise en place, a great example for this holiday is this Thai basil pineapple syrup. Make that in advance. Have a bottle of this syrup in your fridge. Have a couple bottles of sparkling wine, not expensive Veuve Clicquot. You can use that too, but it's almost a waste because the syrup coats the flavor, right? So a sparkling wine like a Prosecco or a Cava, they're $15. Have a couple of those on your fridge drawer at all times. So if anyone stops by, you can make the best pineapple cure royale. And people are like, wow, this is special.
Instant party. Well, cocktails have come back in a big way. I mean, that sound was pretty much from my childhood.
Yeah. Mixology is awesome. And mixologists are getting as much press as chefs now, as they should. I mean, the nuance of some of these cocktails now, I was just at Aviary, which is Grant Atkins' place in Chicago, and he's freaking genius. Some of these cocktails, he had this cocktail, it was a frozen-sized tennis ball, and you took a slingshot, and the guy told you, lift it about 8 inches up, and you dropped the metal thing, and it went crashing into the ice, and then it exposed and broke all the ice, and then the whiskey came out. Genius.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, Grant is the, it's beyond art. He thinks in a fourth dimension about food, which is so fun as a chef to get to eat stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So the other chapters we have, there's actually a vegetarian chapter. It's rice and noodles. I actually eat vegetarian usually till dinner. And I'm not making any statement. I just think you don't need to eat steak twice a day. And then I definitely eat more seafood than meat. So vegetarian chapter, you can get great flavor in vegetables. There's a tofu, there's tempeh, there's all these great things you can do. Then we have like a meat chapter. We have a poultry chapter. We have a fish chapter. So just based on what you like, and we broke them up by that because, again, with the videos, either you like fish or you don't. So if you do like fish, you'll probably watch the two free videos with the seafood, and then you're like, you know what, that pad thai looks awesome. There's been hundreds and hundreds of people have already downloaded, so I'm psyched.
Also, the other things that I think are particularly convenient for cooks and beginner cooks, too, is this pantry section.
Yep.
So before you even get started on a single recipe, definitely go and look at that at the beginning of the book because it explains these things.
That's a great point, Robin. You have some good Asian markets here in Cincinnati and Dayton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go to one of them. And Whole Foods has all these Asian products, by the way. And you're in Stop and Shops and one of Kroger's. They have them, too. Stock up on your pantry because, one, they're not expensive. They're $4, $5, and $6 a bottle. We're talking soy sauce, oyster sauce, a vegetarian oyster sauce. I recommend a brand called Wanjiang Shan, which I love because it's organic. Sesame oil, sambal, the chili paste. And if you can't get sambal, get another type of chili paste. But once you have those 8 to 10 staples, you know, rice vinegar, things like that. And I also consider staples garlic, ginger, onions, in your dry goods, rice, different types of rice and noodles, even potatoes. If you have that as your basic pantry in your house, when you then decide to do a recipe, you basically only have to buy a veg or two veg and the protein. So it makes it easy and not a burden to go shopping. When you have to go down six aisles to get a recipe together, you're like, this isn't worth it. So you're already behind the eight ball thinking this isn't worth it. You haven't even started cooking. So if you literally just have to go buy ground beef or ground pork or dark chicken meat, 2 pounds, and buy three vegetables, it's easy. You go home. And then again, always read the recipe in its entirety. And as you notice in my book, every recipe is on one page. So visually, it already looks simple.
It's a plus.
There's not 30 ingredients or 20 ingredients, and the technique is not huge. And every recipe has a photo right next to it because I think it's important to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
So read the recipe first before you start. And if you really want to make sure you nail it, watch the video or just play the video with you. By the way, you can also literally have me in your kitchen too, but that's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone has their price.
There's so much more though. Okay, let me mention this. The wine and drink suggestions.
Correct.
So in the corner, there is, and it's not always a wine, there's non-alcoholic
suggestions. There's non-alcoholic, there's coffee, there's tea, there's beers. I think especially with Asian-style food, people don't know what wine to choose. I make two comments. If you like red wine with chicken, drink it with fish, it's fine. It's not going to blow up your mouth and kill you, right? If you like only Chardonnay, you can drink that with a steak. It's going to be fine. There are certain reasons why certain wines do go better with certain foods. Spicy food, for example. It could be spicy Mexican, spicy Thai, or spicy my food. If you drink a red wine, the tannin of that wine is accentuated, so the winemaker did not intend you to eat chili with that red wine, so then the wine tastes off balance because it's so tannic then. There, I recommend a Chenin Blanc of Viognier or a Gewürztraminer or Riesling, which has a little bit of sweetness, not mad dog sweet, just a little bit of residual sweetness. But that sweetness bounces off the heat and it makes that mouthful even better. I always say food should stand on its own, it should be great. Wine should stand on its own, it should be great, but combined should be even more great or awesome. So there are those reasons. But again, you're making the wine purchase, so don't be swayed. You can't drink beer with that. Of course you can drink beer with that. You can drink beer with your donut in the morning. Your boss may not like that, but it's to each his own. But I love doing that because one of the joys of being a chef is being able to match wines and beverages with the food.
And you've got Ming Tips as well, which is just a little blurb that, what would you say, like a little secret tip?
Yeah, obviously. It's just a tip. It could be how you dice this or slice that or a great way to heat a pan. And in the videos, by the way, there's even more tips that's not in the book. So there's the extra bonus that you can see that, oh, God, I didn't know that. And like how you cut a bell pepper. That's a great technique. Mm-hmm. And again, it's much easier to see it on a video than to describe it.
And then you also have under that video tips, which basically gives you a little bit of insight into, besides watching you cook the recipe, I suppose, some other added bonuses.
Yeah, it is. It's mostly technique-based. I always say this, I've been saying it all week, is there are two types of cooks. There are the cooks that actually just follow recipe and their food is good, and there are the cooks that actually learn techniques and learn how to cook. And I prefer the ones that actually learn techniques and learn how to cook, because once you learn a base technique, how you sear fish, how you make a braise, how you grill, that technique carries you through any cookbook. It's technique-driven, and your selection of products should be driven by the quality of those products. So classic example, you go to your fishmonger or you go to your Stop and Shop, whatever, Whole Foods. The salmon looks okay, but the halibut looks awesome. Get the halibut. The recipe will still work for the halibut, right? If they don't have good basil and they just have mint, buy the mint. The mint will be a great pesto. The mint will be a great sauce for that dish. And once you start substituting, there's no jalapenos but only serrano chilies, and you buy the serranos, you start doing that, guess what? You're actually cooking. And that's the goal.
And that's been your goal all along, to get people to cook. You really, this really excites you, getting other people to cook.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I'll say for the record, don't cook so much you never come to restaurants. Still get wined and dine, because there's nothing better than someone else making you food.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You continue to bring sort of the East and West together.
Yep, always.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Chinese by birth, but I trained in Osaka, Japan. Mm-hmm. I lived all over Southeast Asia, but I also trained in Paris. So that convergence of those cultures always show up in my food.
Do you have a favorite recipe or two in this book?
Absolutely. I would say favorite salad is the salad chinoise, inspired by Wolfgang Puck, who stole it from the Chinese, and I've now stolen it back. Fantastic, really delicious salad. I do this cayenne paprika braised pork dish on rice. It's so easy. It's so inexpensive. I should say that most of these recipes are less than $20 for four people, which is important this day and age, right?
Yeah,
I mean, money
absolutely
doesn't grow on trees at all. So that braised pork dish is superb. And there's a cardamom flourless chocolate cake. So there's desserts as well, which I love. That melts in your mouth, and the nuance of cardamom with chocolate, it's really a great match.
Well, what's next on your schedule? You're traveling?
This is my ninth city in 24 days. And so my book tour is winding down finally. I go home today And then I'll be in Rhode Island for a signing, then a bunch of signings all over Boston area. But pretty much home now until a little ski trip with my kids and wife out west.
Great.
Which I can't
and
wait
you'll be
for.
In your studio.
Yeah, we'll be shooting season 11 probably in June.
Fantastic. So. Of Simply Ming on
Simply
PBS.
Simply Ming, yeah. We're in season 10 now, which is, you know, a knock on wood. It's a milestone to hit 10 years on public television.
Yeah. Well, it has been such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank
it's
you,
been
Robin.
A thrill for me personally, too, to meet you. And in the studio this evening has been Chef Ming Tsai, who's the host of Simply Ming on PBS, and his brand new cookbook out with QR codes that link to videos of Ming preparing each of the 80 different recipes from appetizers to desserts and much more. More details about his book called Simply Ming in Your Kitchen, 80 Recipes to Watch, Learn, Cook, and I'd like to say, and eat, but it says, and enjoy.
Same thing, I hope.
Same thing. Can be found on our website, so just visit us at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.